And just to finish, can you give me any insight into long-term contracting on the Asia-Europe trade versus a year ago? A lot of those contracts are generally being finalized now, or some of them will have been already finalized.
Yeah, well, as said before, we are cautiously optimistic about global growth and that stays intact throughout 2025. And I would say not least because of the long-term contracting that we already either have in our books or are in good discussions at this point in time, as you are saying, yeah, for Asia-Europe. I would say for us at Hapag-Lloyd in particular, as said, growth and quality, where Gemini is one of the key enablers, are the two center stage commercial themes for 2025. And we are optimistic that we are there on a good way.
And how about on the Trans-Pacific? Those contracts are normally agreed second quarter. How's that looking versus, say, last year?
I would say similar positive, though, as you are saying, at a totally different stage. So here I would say the customer engagement went well so far. And as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, also the current bookings are looking quite good. Yeah. So those are positive signs. You're absolutely correct, though, that the tender season is still to start later. As you know, TPM in Long Beach usually is the first good, indicator where we stand, where then the real negotiation starts then or is then taking place thereafter, in the weeks and months thereafter. So maybe when we meet there, we know more in that regard.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.